not that hard, I promise. Baby, making pizza with homemade dough is way more rewarding than buying the pre-made balls of, like, Portland Pie Company dough from the store. I'm serious. I've done the hard part already anyway, because I made the actual dough yesterday when I was home from work. All we have to do now is stretch it out into pizza shape and decorate it and cook it. Okay, maybe not decorate, but you know what I meant. We have everything right here. Dough, cornmeal, pans, fancy craft beer. Excuse me. Pizza and beer go together like margaritas and tacos. It's like a dream pairing, babe. My friend knows a place that uses leftover yeast from their pizza dough making to help brew their craft beer. Yeah, it's both frugal and genius, and I want to try that place so badly. Anyway, let's do this. Grab that ball right there. Yeah, I guess it sounds dirty, doesn't it? I know it's oily. That's okay. It's to keep it from being too sticky. So take your oily ball. Babe, stop. Stop. I'm not intentionally making it sexual. Yeah, because you just have a dirty mind. We might have to tend to that later. But right now, we're pizza people. So the way I learned to do it is you take a part of the ball of dough and start stretching it and letting it hang vertically. And then constantly turning it in your hands like you're doing like hand over hand on a steering wheel. Mm-hmm. Gravity will stretch the dough into a uniform shape. Who taught me? Well, it was my aunt's mother-in-law. This little old Italian lady that I only ever knew as Nani, even though she wasn't my Nani. She was incredible. She knew how to do pretty much anything related to either cooking or crafting. You know that teal and white striped blanket on the back of the couch? The handmade one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she made that for me when I was in, I think, 8th grade. She taught me how to make pasta, pizza crust, and my spaghetti sauce is a variation of her recipe. I mean, she didn't give me her actual personal recipe. That went to my cousins. Nani says that the other trick is to use a small bit of cornmeal to throw under the bottom of the pizza crust. And it kind of, like, avoids it sticking to the pan. Some people say semolina flour is better, but I'm sticking with what Nani says. So we have regular red sauce and pesto sauce. I didn't have time to make the pesto itself, so that's unfortunately store-bought. I mean, it's fairly easy. It's just basil and pine nuts, Parmesan cheese, and olive oil. Baby, what do you think that leafy stuff in the pot's out on the porch is? That's basil. Good lord, I can see how much you pay attention to me when I'm talking about gardening. Oh, you just like the look of me in my overalls? Oh, specifically my ass in overalls? Good to know. You know, for the future. Who knew gardener chic was a thing? You're far too distracting, baby. Yeah, here I am trying to teach you how to make pizza so we're not constantly at the mercy of the delivery people and you're thinking naughty thoughts. I can see it all over your face. Plus, I see you getting all squirmy. Are we making pizza? Or are you hungry for something a little more saucy? Babe, the pun was there. It had to be made. Oh, that ruined the mood. Oh, okay. No, it's fine. You just lost the opportunity to get your calzone filled by my big plastic pepperoni. Too far. Okay, but you're laughing too, so you can't tell me it wasn't worth it. Okay, focusing. Yeah, because now I'm hungry for real food. Pesto or red sauce? Don't know yet. I might do a combo, but first I think I need another beer. You want one or are you good? Okie dokie. Ooh, I like the blueberry one better than that IPA. You want to try? Okay, fine. More for me. Fruit beer is good, baby. One of my favorites is a raspberry wheat beer. I forget who makes it, but I remember what the bottle looks like. So we have mozzarella, parmesan, some feta left over from that night we did gyros, spinach, onions, pepperoni, peppers, some sausage crumbles, tomato slices, and then some basil. What are you going to put on yours? Oh, quarters with different flavors. You're feeling ambitious. No, I love it. It's such a good idea. I might do like half margarita, half something else. Well, we'll see how she goes. You're happy. No, babe, I love that. You're standing there making super precise designs with your veggies, humming Dean Martin. This was a good idea, right? I'm glad. I think if I put any more cheese on this, it will actually cave under. Yeah, I think mine's ready to hit the bricks. Well, metaphorically, since we don't actually have a brick oven, but you know what I mean. Yeah, on one side I did a margarita, and on the other is spinach, feta, sausage, onions, and peppers. Nice, I should have done that, like half red sauce and half peso base. Well, next time. Yep, so these will go in the oven for like 10, 15 minutes or so. Should give us enough time to clean up all this stuff and get plates out and maybe set up whatever we want to watch. Although, come here. No, leave the dishes for a second. I wanna try something. Don't mind me. I thought maybe I'd prepare myself a little appetizer. Shirt off. Now. No bra. Baby. Yeah. Back up against the counter. That's a good girl. Now you really are a saucy little girl. I wonder how your tits taste. Covered with tomato sauce smeared all over them. Gone, baby. This might sound cheesy, but I think I love your tits more than pizza. Okay, I'm done with the pizza puns, I promise. Mm-hmm. I wasn't kidding, though. Mm. Fucking love your tits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They fit perfectly in my hands. I love how the nipples pebble up. As soon as I so much as breathe on them. Look at them. Begging for my teeth to just I nip at them. Oh. Just my hands all over you. Sucking on your nipples make you wet. No, it's not your turn yet. No. Told you, this is only an appetizer. Oh, I plan on enjoying the main course right after dinner. That's right. Because, baby, I'm gonna eat your pussy until you come so hard you scream. I'm gonna take my time with you and make sure you're nice and wet for me. Oh, and I plan on making you squirt at least once. And maybe, just maybe, if you're a really good girl, I'll put the strap on and fuck you till you come again. And that's a promise.